Happy Halloween. Welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. As usual, we'll hit all 32 teams, but I'll again make this a quick episode going through each matchup. Maybe some of you guys have kids and go trick-or-treating or just don't have much time with Halloween today. So let's jump right in. The two teams on a bye first, the Niners. It was shaky at the end, and remember, they've blown leads this year, but they held on against the Cowboys last week. Brock Purdy started off a little off. Once he got going, looks like the guy we've seen since he took the starting role for the Niners, and they hope to have Christian McCaffrey back after the bye week, and we'll see how it goes with his ramp up. Wishing him luck there, and would be great to see him on the field in 2024. And then the Steelers, 2-0 now with Russell Wilson at quarterback, and just love what I've been seeing. Made some stellar throws, especially down the field last week. And Najee Harris, love the way he's running the ball right now. Let's dive in. Thursday Night Football. Texans-Jets, been a nightmare season for the Jets. Out 2-6 after the surprising loss to the Patriots as 7-point favorites. I'll admit I liked not as much as others. Like last year, I didn't pick them to be good. I don't think Rodgers would have made much of a difference. And I guess we've kind of been seeing that. But this year, I thought they did enough improving the offensive line. Adding Mike Williams, I thought he'd be big. Now they have Devontae Adams. But I thought they did enough to grab a wildcard spot in the AFC. Not looking good and a big issue. It feels like they're just sort of an assortment of talent as opposed to a team with an identity. And we'll see if they somehow get going. They're going to need a win against the Texans tonight. For Houston, we'll see how they look without Stephon Diggs. They struggled against the Jets last year. No Nico Collins again. Interesting test for CJ Stroud in year two. To Sunday, Saints-Panthers. New Orleans gets Derek Carr back. Huge difference maker. Should lift the entire team, but they're on the road. Carolina, we'll see if they're motivated after they lost to the Broncos last week. And Broncos head coach Sean Payton bluntly said they're not a good offense, and that's just the truth. So we'll see if they're determined. Might need to run the ball to keep this close and see if they can win at the end. And Bryce Young will be under center again for the Panthers. And I think the experience will be good for him. But they traded Deontay Johnson, so more difficult for Young in already a tough spot there in Carolina, as we've seen. Commanders, Giants, Washington, Maryland Miracle last week, the Hail Mary. Feels like there's some magic there right now. We'll see if they can keep it up. And they've played, especially on defense, a lot better than I would have expected so far this season. Top the NFC East at 6-2. Then the Giants, they showed fight, showed energy last week at Pittsburgh Monday night. Ultimately, tough loss. Keep an eye on Tyrone Tracy, rookie running back. See if he can clear the concussion protocol because he's become a weapon quickly for them. Dolphins, Bills. Bills have dominated this series, have won 5 straight in the series. Josh Allen threw his first pick last week, but maybe playing better than anyone at quarterback this year. Keon Coleman, really, he's gotten going. Rookie receiver, second round pick. Looks like he can be a potential force as he gets more comfortable in the NFL. And the defense, I love how they bottled up Kenneth Walker last week at Seattle. Didn't let him get outside, didn't let him destroy the game. And we'll have to contain Miami's running backs this week. Dolphins looked a lot better with 2 in the lineup. That was nice to see. Tough, close loss to the Cardinals. And I mean, a lot can happen, but the Bills can virtually lock up the AFC East if they win this week, even though we're just halfway through the season. I don't see anyone coming back if they beat the Dolphins this week. Chargers, Browns, Cleveland, a lot more life with Jameis Winston at quarterback. The play caller changed to offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey also. But Winston, I mean, it's clearly an improvement at the position, most important position in the game. Beat the Ravens last week. And they have some energy going now with him under center. Chargers dominated against the Saints last week. Ladd McConkey, another rookie receiver, over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. This receiving class looks like one of the best in a while and should be a tight game this week between the Chargers and the Browns. Patriots, Titans, looking ahead, could have first pick implications here. This is in Tennessee. They were blown out by the Lions last week. Started okay. Calvin Ridley had a huge first half. Eventually, the wheels fell off, and teams facing the Lions the week after haven't won a game yet. So Detroit basically beats you up, and you feel it the next week. We'll see if they can beat a 2-1 Patriots team. New England just found a way to win last week against the Jets. They have to see if this is a chance to put together a consecutive win at the Titans this week. Cowboys-Falcons, CeeDee Lamb really got going the second half at the end of the game last week in the comeback attempt against the Niners. I expect a lot of points to be scored here. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns last week against the Bucs. Plenty of weapons in the Atlanta offense. And again, the Cowboys found something offensively last week with pass game and could be a ton of points scored in this one. And again, no Micah Parsons, likely for Dallas, but Deron Bland, star cornerback, he's back. Him and Trevon Diggs, that's quite a duo there. Playmaking duo. Raiders, Bengals, Cincinnati. They started really fast. It was 17-17 late in the third quarter. Eagles scored 20 straight points and pulled away. Bengals don't have a home win this year. They're 3-5. Joe Burrow calls it a must win. I expect them to play well. For the Raiders, Gardner Minshew was sacked 5 times last week. Otherwise, kept the game relatively close against the Chiefs. They'll need Max Crosby to wreck the game to pull off the upset at Cincinnati. Broncos, Ravens, really intriguing matchup. I sort of wish this one was flexed. Both 5-3. Bo Nix was the AFC Offensive Player of the Month, so quite the month for somebody that the haters that are wrong every year said is a low-ceiling prospect, future bust, and that Sean Payton was arrogant for picking him, totally detached from reality. And we'll see what happens. They need to put more talent around him. He's going to be tested next 2 weeks at Baltimore, at Kansas City. But to claim Nix doesn't have talent and can't push the ball down the field is just, the film says otherwise. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson hasn't practiced today. And yesterday missed practice. So that's something to watch. I would think he's just sort of resting. The type of guy that can certainly play without practice and play at a high level. Not that it can't benefit him to practice. But just watch that. They added Deontay Johnson at receiver. The defense has been disappointing for the most part. Maybe they can find their footing against a rookie quarterback who, though he's playing well, is still a rookie. And has a supporting cast where if the Ravens could shut down the run and get Denver in third and long situations, the Broncos might have trouble separating and making plays for Knicks. Bears, Cardinals, Chicago. I'm sure you heard about the Tyrique Stevenson was celebrating, taunting Commanders fans during the Hail Mary at the start of the play last week. And that was just the sort of situation that can make or break the direction the team goes at this point, in my opinion. Caleb Williams led a game-winning drive, and then for that to happen, we'll see how they respond at a Cardinals team that's 4-4. Beat the Dolphins last week, beat the Chargers and Dolphins past two games. Head coach Jonathan Gannon doing a really good job there, and a big test for both sides to see where they stand in the NFC. Jaguars, Eagles, the second return to Philadelphia for Doug Peterson. Hasn't got to host the team he won a Super Bowl with, but he'll go to Philly again. Philadelphia, again, rolled up 20 straight points on the Bengals last week. The past three games since the bye week have looked like one of the best teams in the league. They haven't scored a first quarter point, so they could be even scary if they start faster. Jaguars should get Travis Etienne back, but Christian Kirk, done for the year, broken collarbone, traded left tackle Cam Robinson to the Vikings. Not sure they have enough to keep up with the Eagles, but if Etienne and Tank Bigsby can sort of control the game, we'll see what happens. Rams, Seahawks, divisional matchup, NFC West is wild right now. The Rams look like a much different team with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back in the lineup. Matthew Stafford, more comfortable with those guys, with the connection he has with them. Kyren Williams remains a touchdown machine. Seattle, it's been a struggle since the 0-3 start, blown up by the Bills at home last week. Mike McDonald looks a bit frustrated on the sideline. They didn't have DK Metcalf in the game, expected to return this week. I anticipate this will be a close game and a key one early at around midseason in the division. Another divisional game, Lions-Packers. We'll have to see how Jordan Love is. Hurt his groin last week in the win against the Jaguars. Left early, but Malik Willis, if he has to start, I mean, there hasn't been a drop-off. He does it a little differently, runs more. But as a passer, he's been sharp. Threw a touchdown last week in the win. The Lions, they're blowing out teams like they're a college team, a powerhouse college team right now. And they're just so talented, even without Jameson Williams right now. Jahmyr Gibbs can take it to the house in an instant. Dave Montgomery, that duo is tough to stop. And the defense might give up some plays with the man coverage they play, but you know what you're going to get. They're going to be aggressive, and they're fun to watch. And we'll have to track what they might do and other teams might do ahead of the trade deadline. Pass rusher is something that's been speculated, and the Lions have been open talking about that they might be looking for one. On Sunday night, Colts-Vikings, big story. Anthony Richardson has been benched. I've said it a couple of times, I think, sort of pressing too much. Inexperienced quarterback, even dating back to high school, trying to maybe show he belongs. Plenty of talent, major flashes as a passer he's shown. You know what he can do as a runner. But now Joe Flacco at quarterback. Colts are contending for a playoff spot. And with the way Flacco has played dating back to last season with the Browns, hard to argue against the move. He's been excellent. Has plenty of experience, knows where to go with the ball. Gives his guy a chance to make plays. And ultimately better equipped at this stage to take on Brian Flores' aggressive defense. The Vikings lost star left tackle Christian Darrisaw, one of the most underrated players in the league. Again, traded for Cam Robinson. Big shoes to fill there, though. And Minnesota's lost two straight since the 5-0 start. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Bucks Chiefs. Kansas City got going a bit through the air in the win over the Raiders. I think they'll keep that going against the Tampa D that's had some injuries throughout the season in the secondary and has been vulnerable against the pass. Mahomes might want to put up numbers in prime time for what has been a down year for him statistically to this point. Tampa going to be tough to win if it is a high-scoring game on the Kansas City side. Kate Otten at tight end has really stepped up since Mike Evans left a couple of weeks ago. Now Chris Godwin out for the year later in that Monday night loss to the Ravens. So they'll play through him and the running backs for the most part, see if they can keep this close, maybe force Mahomes into a turnover or two. And if Baker Mayfield can take care of the ball, that's their hope and potential path to a victory this week on the road Monday Night Football. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Trade deadline next Tuesday. We'll see if we get any fireworks then, although we've had a lot of player movement to this point. A Halloween game tonight kicking off the week, so that's always fun. So enjoy all the games. Happy Halloween, and thank you for listening.